From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
A new study has figured out the official definition of beer o'clock. You want to know what time that is? Beer o'clock.
People had to put effort into that.
The consensus is 6:31 p.m. on Friday. Huh. Anyway, here's some things about beer. 52% of people say taste is the number one factor for them when it comes to picking a beer. And that makes sense, right? The 48% of the other people who said taste had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you wonder why they drink Coors Light. Anyway, one out of three people say
Coors Light's okay.
They say they're intimidated by craft beers. Those can be kind of intimidating.
They can. And yeah. Very hoppy and
It depends. Depends on how they're made. Yeah. I'm not a big IPA fan. That's a craft beer.
I don't want to sit down and drink a beer and feel like I'm drinking a glass of the Heartland. You know, just mowed wheatgrass. I need to have,
wheatgrass.
There needs to be a beer flavor. I want beer flavored beer.
So now we can say that it's 6:31 somewhere, not 5 o'clock.
Why do they figure 6:31?
I don't know. I can't find anything that says why. But you know, anytime's a good time, right?
Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett say it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
So it's beer o'clock somewhere.
It's beer o'clock.
Well, if it's 6:31, somebody said 7 o'clock, which is way too late.
On a Friday, if you're not getting off work until 6 o'clock.
No, but 6:02 is a good time on a Friday. Stop by the 7-Eleven, you get a Mickey Big Mouth, or you get a 32-ounce.
And you drink it on the way to happy hour.
On the way to happy hour, you damn right. Time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, it's Oscar stuff.
Yeah, Oscar.
It's not truly over. I don't think it's going to
be. It's over. No?
This could just be a publicity stunt. We don't know. So yesterday we broke the news that the Academy was going hostless.
Yes. Which is,
the Academy is going topless.
More acceptable. I was going to say the same thing. I think it's more acceptable than them going topless. But then, you know, Oscar is topless.
Oscar is.
He's actually naked. If it weren't for his little sword.
Hashtag me too.
Right.
Hashtag me too,
Oscar,
Academy.
The original me too.
Mr. Phallic.
Uh-huh.
So Kevin Hart emphatically backed out yesterday morning on GMA.
Apparently so.
Then Variety reported that producers had decided to carry on without a host.
Right. We reported that here. It was breaking news.
Apparently.
Mm.
Four-time Oscar host.
Oh.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, no. Oh. I was almost excited you were going to say Ellen.
She's thrown her hat into the ring.
Of course she has.
Yep.
Of course she has.
Yep. In an 11th hour Hail Mary pass.
Mm-hmm.
When are the Oscars?
I think they're February, last Sunday in February.
So they have time.
They have time. They can get somebody.
They have all most of February.
Maybe if they had somebody already writing jokes for Kevin Hart, they could just update them for Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, now Whoopi, last month on The View, she had brought up the entire Kevin Hart thing.
Yeah.
And she thinks the show needs a host.
I kind of agree with her.
I do too.
I think there needs to be one overarching host, and it needs to be a decent, not decent in terms of a decent comedian, it needs to be somebody who's good.
It needs to be someone in the film industry who is reputable, I think. It's the Oscars, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it is. It is. Whoopi has an Oscar.
Yes, she does.
I think it should be Oscar recipients. Can you imagine Anne Hathaway? Oh, Anne Hathaway did co-host, didn't she, with James Franco?
Yes.
That was horrible.
She gave it a shot.
Jennifer Lawrence could host the Oscars, and it would be a hoot. Just keep feeding her booze.
Again, I say Jeff Bridges.
Well, see, Jeff Bridges is great, but you saw the Globes. He was totally in full dude
Yes.
During the Globes and just went on and on.
Whoopi said, people need someone to take them through things.
Yes.
I think it needs to be somebody who loves the films.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Which I agree with.
Loves the films.
She also admitted, now I realize I may not be anybody's first choice.
Well, no, because they didn't ask her.
And she also added that she's, you know, she's also problematic.
Well, that she is.
Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit. Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, but if you want to have a Trump bash, you could get her. But we get that every day on The
Just
View.
Just get James Corden.
Jimmy Kimmel would throw a fit. A bloody fit,
I would say. Yes, he would.
If they had Corden on. And the ABC would be in trouble.
Yeah. Just get Wanda Sykes.
I don't know. I don't think she's relevant anymore.
That's true. She's just...
It's like say, hey, Jerry Seinfeld, why don't you come host? Nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares.
Hey, just how rich will Jeff Bezos' soon-to-be ex, Mackenzie, be worth when the ink dries on their divorce?
She's going to be super rich.
They did this super amicable statement.
Oh, yeah. I saw that yesterday.
And they do plan to keep on working together. And last month, I think they were working on a new
They've actually been separated for a
while.
So they're kind of getting used to this. Maybe they're getting the lawyers all, you know,
jockeying for position. I like their statement about they said, you know, we separated after 25 years. If we knew it would end like this, we'd still do it all over again.
I thought that was sweet.
It was sweet.
And it was obviously the Amazon PR department writing that. But I, you know. I'm kidding.
Well, now, at the same time, though, Mackenzie was right there with him working.
You know what? And that's the deal. They live in the state of Washington. It's a community property state. I assume they didn't have a prenup.
Probably
so she's getting 50%.
Because she worked alongside him as this thing was getting developed.
Yeah. Now, this money isn't all cash. You know that.
Of course
it's stock.
Real estate.
It's stock in Amazon. No, it's stock. It's stock shares.
Yeah, true.
So they have a ton of cash, but she's going to get stock.
Well, right now, Jeff is considered the richest person in the world.
He is. Yeah. Yeah. The richest individual.
A paltry $137 billion.
Which would not end the national debt, but it would certainly put a big dent in it.
Jeepers. Yeah. What are you going to do with it?
Well, he could build a wall. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Let me take that back.
Jeez.
You can build a wall around Seattle. There you go. That's what I meant to say.
There you go.
Yeah, just to keep it green. A green wall.
Now, Mackenzie, who is an author, evidently.
Yes, she's an author.
She might just end up being richer than Mark Zuckerberg.
She might just end up being the second richest person in America.
if they split this, because Washington is a 50-50 state.
Yeah, yeah, they'll split.
You're married, it's 50-50, no unless you decide otherwise.
Yeah, no prenup.
Otherwise, the courts split it down the middle. So if, by chance, they split it, then Bill Gates becomes the richest person.
Bill does.
Mm-hmm.
Again. And see, there's a life lesson for Bill and Melissa Gates. Stay together. Stay together.
Melissa, it's all about timing.
You get higher on the Forbes list if you stay together. $137 billion. Who can fathom that? I don't even think Jeff Bezos can fathom that. So it's like, oh, yeah, have your $70 billion. That's
sure,
fine.
I'll buy you a Starbucks.
I still got $70 billion over here. I'm in good shape.
I'll buy a round of drinks.
I don't even know if I could spend $70 billion.
I could.
You could. All right, with that, we're out of here. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, Ed.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.